Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continuous Svastam from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Dalish, number 35. We've been discussing the importance of making sure the person doesn't steal and the punishments that can Chas Hashem await a person, Lasi Lovli. The Chavetz Chaim now shares with us a very powerful mashal. Very powerful mashal explaining what can happen to a person if he thinks coming back as a Gilgul is not a big deal. And he says there was a person who had very difficult financial times. And he left his family to try to make some money and bring back the money for his family. He traveled very far over the ocean and the seas. And he was away for years and years and years. And unfortunately, he still was not successful. He hasn't seen the family for years. And eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Atzlacha in his Parnasa. And he was accumulating some wealth, and he decided he has enough money to go back, eventually go back to his family and to help support his family. He sent a message that in 7 months' time, he's going to go back and greet his family. As the months were coming to a close, before he got onto the boat to go back with all of his wealth, he met somebody, a friend of his, who told him, listen, before you go back in the boat to go greet your family that you haven't seen in around 10 years, make sure that you paid up all your debts. Because you never know, they might not let you off the boat if you still owe some people money back over here where you are. And this man, he laughed off this advice, ignored it, and continued on his ways. And he traveled for the next 7 months, one boat trip, another boat trip. And eventually, as he's getting closer and closer, the family members are getting so excited. The children hadn't seen their father in years, and the wife hadn't seen her husband in years. And the father was so excited to see his beloved children. And the boat's getting closer and closer. And then the children can see the boats coming closer. And the father can see the dry land. Says the Chafetz Chaim, when this father is about to get off the boat, they're looking at the papers. And the men in the boat say, you're not going anywhere. We got a message, we got a telegram that you owe somebody money. And an island back where you were many years ago, you owe someone money and you have to repay it. And you have to go back there and you have to pay it back directly yourself. And the man starts crying with bitter tears. He says, my family is right here and they hear their father's voice. But they don't know what's the commotion, what's going on. And they say, nothing doing. And after pleading and crying, he says, at least let me go there for a month and spend some time before I have to go back for all these years. And he says, nope. You cannot do that. Nothing doing. You're going to have to go back right now. All this pleading and crying, nothing helped. So he asked, at least let me see my children. And that they allowed him to see his children. So they permitted him to get closer. And then the family members thought that he worked everything out. As soon as he got closer, they were so excited. But only to see that after a short time, their father was not permitted to get off the boat, and he had to go back to where he came from. And then the bitter tears from the family, the children, the wife, and he was crying. This is the mashal. This is the mashal of the neshama that has to come down here again in a gilgul. And in Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll discuss the nimshal.